cattle futures coasted into the holiday weekend on a positive note. USDA reports were unavailable Friday, but markets appear ready to extend gains in the new year. Health and sustainability will take center stage on restaurant menus this year, according to the National Restaurant Association. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 3rd of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices gained last week amid holiday lightened trade. For the week, based on USDA reports available through Thursday, live prices were $2 higher in Nebraska at $140 hundredweight, $3 higher in the Texas Panhandle at $138, and $5 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $140. Dress prices of $220 to $222 were $3 to $4 higher in Nebraska and $3 to $5 higher in the Western Corn Belt. Live cattle futures traded sideways amid light trade on Friday. They closed narrowly mixed from an average of 16 cents lower in the front three contracts to an average of 33 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures were traded lightly too, but had the benefit of further erosion in front month corn futures. They closed an average of 81 cents higher, from a nickel higher at the back to 95 cents higher toward the front, except for 35 cents lower in set. Stronger cash prices and stabilizing wholesale beef prices enabled cattle futures to gain from Monday through Friday. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.06 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $4.15 higher during the same period, from $2.37 higher at the back to $6.67 higher toward the front. The CME Feeder Cattle Index closed $5.99 higher week-to-week on Thursday at $165.21. Choice box beef cutout value was 78 cents higher on Thursday compared to Monday at $265.26. Select was $3.05 higher at $258.23 a hundredweight. Grain futures lost ground throughout the week, due in part to rains in South America. Corn futures closed an average of 17 cents lower on Friday through the front six contracts compared to Monday, except for fractionally lower in spot March. During the same period, soybean futures closed an average of 28 cents lower through the front six contracts. Major U.S. financial indices eased lower again Friday as investors closed out positions for the year amid lighter holiday trade. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 59 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 12 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 96 points. Restaurant customers can expect to see health taking center stage on restaurant menus in 2022, according to the National Restaurant Association's recent annual What's Hot Culinary Forecast. It details topics, trends, and products expected to drive restaurant menus in the coming year across a variety of categories. For instance, after demand for comfort food surged during the height of the pandemic, consumers are refocusing on what are perceived to be better for you options. Foods that are believed to have immunity-boosting qualities and plant-based sandwiches are among the top 10 trends for 2022. The report adds, plant-based proteins are growing in popularity on menus, and less expensive cuts of protein, such as thighs versus wings, will have a greater presence in the year to come. Moreover, according to the Restaurant Association, sustainability will continue to influence menus and how restaurants make decisions across the board, from reusable and recyclable packaging to zero waste options. Restaurants are continuing to prioritize sustainable initiatives. Also, as consumers continue to utilize off-premises options in all day parts, restaurants are looking to translate their dine-in experience outside the four walls of the restaurant with thoughtful packaging that maintains food quality, retains temperature, and is tamper-proof. According to Hudson Riley, Senior Vice President of Research for the Association, in addition to return to health-focused menu offerings, and more eco-friendly, improved off-premises packaging, we're expecting operators to look across their menus for transformative opportunities. He says to look for trends that fuse the traditional meal daypart items with other dayparts and an increasing popularity of snacking and its allied items. Also, with the popularity of cocktails to go during the pandemic, restaurants will look to expand both alcoholic and non-alcoholic craft beverage options. That's your CalCurrent Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 3rd of January. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.